This is Ozarks at Large for Thursday, June 5th, 2014. I'm Christina Karnatz.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. The 11th annual Wakarusa Music Festival is June 5th through the 8th on Mulberry Mountain in Ozark. Over 150 acts will perform, including the String Cheese Incident, Michael Franti and Spearhead, and STS9. A non-perishable food drive, meditation classes, and more will be offered during this four-day festival. Tickets and information available at wakarusa.com.
The 6th annual KUAF Fulbright Chamber Music Festival completes its 2014 season this evening in the Great Hall at Crystal Bridges. Beginning at 7:30 p.m., the U of A music faculty and guest artists will perform The Quality of Luminescence with the String Quartet by Maurice Ravel and quintets for clarinet and strings by Cockerham and Brahms. Reservations are required for tonight's free event. FulbrightSummerMusic.uark.edu for more information.
Ahead on this edition of Ozarks at Large, the 2014 Cancer Challenge hopes to add to the $10 million raised with the event in the past 20 years. The three-day event this year encompasses a variety of locations and activities, including golfing, running, trap shooting, and wrapping up with the more traditional gala.
Plus, uncovering stories at Oak Cemetery. And if you're unsure of which stages to make it to during this weekend's Wakarusa Music Festival, Becca Martin Brown offers some suggestions.
First, a new study shows that Arkansas's two centers for gambling and racing, Oaklawn Park in Hot Springs and Southlawn Park in West Memphis, had a big contribution to the Arkansas economy in 2012. Arkansas business reporter Lance Turner says the two tracks commissioned the study by Backstar Consulting Group of Chicago.
What the study says is that basically in 2012, these two parks, Oaklawn, the Thoroughbred Racing Park, and Southland, the Greyhound Racing Park, amounted to about a $900 million economic impact for the state. And the study, to reach that figure, measured a lot of different kinds of spending, a lot of it linked to racing and gambling, taxes paid, tourism, and short-term construction. The study also looked at direct effects like ticket sales, but it also looked at indirect impacts like purchases by the venue from other businesses, induced effects like income spent by employees of both racetracks, and the venue's support of secondary businesses.
Turner says the report comes as the two entities are undertaking major renovation efforts that will result in increased space on the electronic gaming floors at each track.
A group pushing for a higher minimum wage in Arkansas is moving full steam ahead with its signature gathering efforts. The group Give Arkansas a Raise Now is circulating petitions throughout the state in order to get an initiative put on the November ballot that would let voters decide whether to raise the state's minimum wage from $6.25 an hour to $8.50 an hour. Stephen Copley, chairman of the Give Arkansas a Raise Now coalition, says that the group is confident it will have enough signatures to get the measure on the ballot.
We're certainly close to high 60,000, right around 70,000, but we're still having to collect signatures because you've got to certainly build a buffer zone in there for any that might. Somebody signed twice or somebody signed on a sheet that was in the wrong county and those sort of things. So to ensure the validity rates where we need it to get to the 62,500, we're still pushing hard.
Although the initiative isn't guaranteed to be on the ballot until the Secretary of State's office certifies all the petition signatures, Copley says once that happens, the next step is to further spread the message of the measure.
We'll begin a campaign. And right now, just kind of some of the basic thoughts about it is we'll try to get the word out to folks. And again, the message is simple, that folks who are on the state minimum wage are people that are working hard every day. They play by the rules. They share the American dream. But at the end of the day, they can't make the budget balance in their lives. And so we want to get that word out to people in as many different ways as we can do that, because it does resonate with people. They either have a family member or next-door neighbor or somebody at church or who are experiencing that, and they know that they need to be paid more.
Petitions for other ballot initiatives are circulating throughout the state, include initiatives regarding medical marijuana and making alcohol sales legal in all of the state's counties.
Fayetteville Public Schools is providing free lunches this summer to the city's youth. Morgan Stout, the school district's food services director, says Holt Middle School will be the district site for the USDA Seamless Summer Program, providing lunches to young people at no charge.
It's open to all children up to the age of 18. We will be serving lunch and an afternoon snack. This would run Monday through Friday, beginning on June 11th through August 1st. Lunch is served from 11 to 1, and the afternoon snack is from 2 to 3.
As for why the district provides the program, Stout says the reason is simple.
It's been a good program for us to provide meals to the kids of our district over the summer months for those who may be in need of, you know, meals when school's not in session.
The Seamless Summer Program is conducted by the USDA, and the meals cost nothing for the school district.
With about 4,500 Walmart associates staying on the University of Arkansas campus this week, and with about 14,000 shareholders and associates expected to be on campus for the annual shareholders convention, quite a bit of food will be prepared for all the visitors. And one campus group is working to make sure that unused food won't go to waste. The student organization Razorback Food Recovery is partnering with Chartwell's Campus Dining and Tyson Foods to give that unused food to local agencies like the Salvation Army and Life Source International. Tyson is providing the group with a freezer truck for cold storage, and Chartwell staff members are tasked with making sure safe food handling procedures are used. Razorback Food Recovery is a student volunteer program that started in February, and so far, the group has recovered and distributed more than 2,000 pounds of unused food from campus dining facilities.
This weekend, Fort Smith drivers should be advised of a street closure. Between 6 a.m. and 8 p.m. both Saturday and Sunday, Dallas Street will be closed between 98th and 106th Streets. According to the city, the closure is associated with drainage improvements. Detours will be marked.
And starting next week in Fayetteville, a portion of Maple Street will be closed as crews begin installing a water main and repairing a sewer main. Both lanes of the street will be closed weekdays between 6:30 a.m. and 4 p.m., though the street will be reopened during the weekends. The closure will be between Leverett and Lindell Avenues, and the work is expected to last through June 27th.
Partly cloudy tonight, 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Low will be in the upper 60s in northwest Arkansas, 40% chance of rain in the Arkansas River Valley, a low of 72. Cloudy tomorrow, 40% chance of showers and thunderstorms, highs in the lower 80s in northwest Arkansas. Tomorrow for the River Valley, partly sunny, 50-50 chance of rain, highs in the mid-80s. And for Friday night, mostly cloudy chance of rain, lows from the mid-60s to lower 70s.